John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20, and we'll begin reading in verse number 19. John chapter 20, verse number 19. The Bible says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Father, we thank you for the word of God this morning. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to read, to study. Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning through the preaching of your word. I pray you'd speak to the saints. I pray, Father, this morning you would save the sinner. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, several years ago in the late 80s and early 90s, no doubt we had the opportunity to witness probably the greatest basketball player ever to play the game of basketball. Many say that Michael Jordan was the greatest player to ever lace on basketball shoes. And in the late 80s and early 90s, Gatorade came out with a commercial. And in this commercial, it would show people drinking Gatorade. And in the lyrics of their song, it would say, I want to move, I want to groove like Mike. And the phrase was deemed, be like Mike. And for several years, you heard that saying, I want to be like Mike. This morning, as we study the Word of God, I began to think of a disciple we so often cast stones at. So often we look down upon Thomas. But this morning, as we read the Word of God, as we study just a few verses, I want to be like Thomas. We see in the John chapter 20, we find it's a Sunday evening service. It's the first day of the week, just like this morning. The disciples were gathered together. They were assembled behind closed doors. They were there fearing for their lives. They were there afraid of their safety. They were there afraid of the Jews, the Pharisees, and the scribes on what they may do unto them. You see, Jesus had just been crucified. He was nailed to the cross. He was buried, and thank God he rose again on the third day. But all the disciples knew that Jesus was dead. They had gathered together. There in that room, there behind closed doors, no doubt they began reminiscing on the past 3.5 years. They were probably there thinking of all the good times they had with Christ, fellowshipping with one another. They were there reflecting on Jesus, meditating on their Lord and Savior, and all that he accomplished in those 3 short years. We find they were probably wringing their hands. They were worried. They were afraid. The Bible says they were gathered for fear of the Jews. But to their surprise, as they were gathered, this assembly, this gathering, this meeting that took place behind closed doors turned into a worship service. You see, this was the first Sunday night evening service we can find in our Bible. Jesus came, the Bible says, and stood in the midst. What a blessing that is. This morning, as we're gathered together, as we're in the house of God, as we came, and no doubt many of you, some are fearing. Some of us are downtrodden. Some of us are hurting. Some of us are bereaved, and we all have troubles. We all have problems. We all have heartaches and hardships. But no doubt if Jesus would come and stand in our midst this morning, that fear, that worry, that insecurity would turn into a worship service. Just like the disciples this in verse number 20, their fear, their worry, their insecurities, all their cares were passed away when they came and realized that Jesus was in their presence. Verse number 24, the Bible says, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. 10 disciples were gathered together. 10 were there, and they were wringing their hands, fearing the Jews. And the Bible tells us that Thomas was absent. We don't know where Thomas was. We don't know his location or what he was doing during this time. We don't know a lot about Thomas. For all we know, that Thomas may have had more courage than the other 10. You see, he may have had more boldness than the other 10. He wasn't hiding. He wasn't behind closed doors. Perhaps he wasn't as fearful as the other 10. We don't know a lot about Thomas, but we do know his name means two. His name means twin. Perhaps Thomas had a twin brother or a twin sister. We don't know a lot about Thomas. But after this great occasion, after that Jesus Christ came, and after he come and he spoke to Thomas, and he witnessed to Thomas, and he showed himself to Thomas, Thomas was a great and mighty disciple. Verse 24, the Bible says of Thomas, he says, Didymus, this twin, was not with them. I just want to go on record this morning and say I don't want to miss the presence of Jesus Christ. I don't want to miss him standing in our midst. And since we're all gathered together this morning for a few minutes, since we're all assembled together, when he does come, when he does show himself mighty, when he does come and show himself in our midst, I pray that we don't miss what he has for us. You see, the disciples, they were assembled together for fear of the Jews. They came and Jesus stood in the midst and he speaks, peace be unto you, in verse number 19. He came, the disciples were empty, and Jesus speaks peace. The disciples were hurting, they were afraid, and Jesus speaks peace. And whatever we need this morning as an assembly, whatever we need this morning as individuals, when he comes, he will have the answer. We find that Thomas was probably, like the others, discouraged. He was probably brokenhearted and downtrodden. But more so, I see that Thomas in our Christian life is like many of us. Many of us are hurting and needing something and are down and brokenhearted, just as Thomas. Verse 25, the Bible says, and the other disciples, therefore, said unto him. We find that Jesus came and he appeared to the disciples on the first day of a week, on this Sunday evening, and he stood in the midst. He spoke peace to them. The Bible says, then they were glad. They go and find Thomas, wherever he may be, wherever Thomas may have been found. They go to him, and it says, the other disciples said unto him, we have seen the Lord. I began to think about that word seen. That word seen, it means to focus on. It means to gaze at. It means to stare intently. They came and they told Thomas, we've focused on Jesus. We've seen Jesus. We've gazed upon our precious Lord and Savior. They were telling Thomas, Thomas, when we began to stare at Jesus, when we began to focus on Jesus, when we began to gaze upon Jesus, all of our insecurities, all of our fears, all of our problems began to fade away. Notice these 10 disciples of what they were focusing on. And it doesn't impress Thomas too much. Verse 25, the Bible says, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. They came and told Thomas, Thomas, we have seen Jesus. He came and he stood in our midst. Thomas, we gazed upon him. We stared at him. We focused on him and he spoke peace to us, Thomas. And then we were glad and it seems like everything was okay. And Thomas says, well, hey, Peter and James and John and all the other 10, that sounds wonderful. That sounds grand. That sounds great. But he said, except I gaze upon him, except I focus on him, except I see him, I will not believe. He says, I will not believe. That phrase in verse 25, it means not to have faith in. It means not to put my trust in. He said, except I shall see him, I will not have faith in Jesus Christ. Except I shall gaze upon him, I will not lean upon him. Except I shall see Jesus, I will not believe such a tale. You know, we're so quick to throw stones at Thomas. We think of Thomas, and no doubt we think of the doubting disciple. Many of us, as we view Thomas, we think of someone that's lacking faith and lacking trust and lacking confidence in Jesus Christ. And perhaps this morning, we need to see Jesus as Thomas saw Jesus. Maybe like the disciples and like Thomas, we focus on many different things concerning Jesus. But we miss Christ so clearly. I noticed in our text, in these 10 disciples and Thomas, they were focused on things I believe that sometimes we begin to focus on. I can only imagine as Thomas and those disciples, those 3 days after Jesus had died and was buried, no doubt they were behind closed doors and they were focusing on the things that Jesus had done for them. All the good gifts that Christ had bestowed upon them. Focused on the blessings that Jesus brought to them. Thinking of the protection and the provisions that Christ provided for them. And they began to think of all the wonderful, mighty things that Christ had done. But those things did not prove his love for them. We know that every perfect and good gift comes from above. And God has given us food to eat, as their brother had sung about. He's given us clothes to wear and shoes on our feet and given us many good health and good jobs and good families. But those things does not prove Christ's love to you and I. These things are great. They're all blessings. They're all wonderful gifts from the Father above. But it doesn't prove Christ to you and I. Verse number 19 and 20. The disciples were there. And it says, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be unto you. Now notice verse 20, what Christ has to show them to focus on. And he said, and when he had said so, he shewed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad. You know, I began to think of the things that we focus on about Jesus Christ. The disciples, they were assembled together. Jesus says, peace. He shows them his hands. He shows them his side, and then they were glad. You know, I begin to think, oftentimes, we don't focus on the death of Jesus Christ. We don't focus on the cross that he suffered and he died for. You see, the hands are the evidence. The side is the evidence that Jesus proves his love for you and I. I wonder this morning, as you come to the house of God, what is it that you are focused on? I'm beginning to like Thomas more and more as I study these verses. As you read these verses, these other 10 disciples, they came and they say that Jesus had showed himself, and he shows him his hands and his side. And his disciples saying to Thomas, "We've seen the Lord." And Thomas's reply says, "Except I shall see him." It's probably one of the greatest statements, I believe, in our entire Bible. I believe this morning the Holy Ghost is telling us, through Thomas, through verse number 25, that our only confidence, that our only hope this morning, that our only faith this morning we have is in the death of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thomas says, except I shall see him, except I shall focus and gaze upon. But he goes on to say in verse 25, except I shall see the hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. I began to study those two words, put and thrust. Thomas says, unless I put my finger, unless I thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. You know, those two words are the same two words in the Greek. It means to throw. It means to cast. It means to hurl. Thomas is saying, unless I hurl or throw or cast my cares into the hands, into the side of Jesus Christ, I will not believe. You know, this morning, many of you need to come to this altar and cast and hurl your cares, your discouragements, your problems, your trials, your fears, your worries at the cross of Calvary. We have this can, this God can, and I began to think last night of all the prayers and all the concerns and all the worries that all the members and the congregation has put their prayer request at the foot of the cross. What's your worries this morning? What are you focused on? Are you focused on the blessings, the good things of God, the gifts of God, the times and that he's healed you and the times he's provided for you? Or are you provided on the work and the person that Jesus Christ did at Calvary? Casting all your cares upon him, Peter tells us, for he careth for you. Hey, Peter. Hey, James. Hey, John. Hey, Philip. Hey, Andrew. I believe you've seen him, and that's all good and grand, but except I can cast my cares, I can cast my worries, I can cast all my desires at Calvary, I will not have confidence. I will not believe. I wrote my notes this week that these wounds, his side, identifies who our Savior is. And it's evidence that the price that Jesus Christ paid on the cross. And this morning, our basis, our basis of peace, it's not based on our wealth. It's not based on our bank accounts. It's not based on our securities. But the basis of all peace this morning is found in the person and the work at the cross in Jesus Christ. I'm glad we can see him this morning. I'm glad we can focus on him this morning. And in the Bible, where in the Gospels does it say anything about his feet? But in Psalms 22:16, the psalmist said that his feet was pierced as well. We can come this morning not looking at the past blessings, not looking at the past gifts, but we can come and see the presence of Jesus Christ by focusing on his hands, by focusing on his side, and by focusing on his feet. And we can cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for you. I want to be like Thomas this morning. You know, we hear testimonies of how God has saved and how God has helped and how God has visited. But we need our own experience, how we can cast all of our cares upon the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask the singers to come. If they'll play something, play an invitation song, you'll stand this morning. Whatever your need is, you can come. The Father will help us. He'll visit with us. We can cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for you. Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you for the singers. Father, for the touch of God upon their lives. We thank you for the spirit we felt here this morning. We bless your name, Father. And I thank you that we can come and, Father, because of the work that it was accomplished on the cross, we can have peace this morning. Peace with God, peace by God, and peace from God. We bless your name. You know the needs of the congregation. I pray that you'd meet those needs now. I pray if there's one in our midst that's lost, that's never been saved, that's never accepted the free pardon of sin, I pray this would be this morning, Father, that the sweet Holy Ghost would come and convict and compel them. Help the saints, Lord. There's many hurting. We'll love you and praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whatever your need is this morning. Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our ushers are going to come. We're going to receive a morning or a offering for
New Salem. Remember, they have some CDs in the vestibule, so if you like their music, want to support them, stop by and have some CDs there. A lot to pray for. Let's remember Miss Gladys Burns in our prayers. Let's remember our pastor, Miss Sandra, who both had the flu, and pray for them that the Lord would help them and they would feel better.
Precious Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be in your home this morning, Lord. We know that you've done so much for us, and we'll never be able to thank you for everything that you do, Lord, but we just ask today that you take this offering we're about to receive, and may it be a blessing to your kingdom in every way. Multiply it, press it down together. Lord, we just know that you can do these things for us as we lean on you in total faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.